Brother Dennis asked me, was I going to run up here like Brother Jim? I said, it'd take me 5 minutes to get up here instead of running. Amen. Thank you, Brother Billy, for the camp meeting. Man, it's been a blessing. Amen. It's been a real blessing. Job chapter 29. I'll share with you just one thought of Scripture this morning. And Brother Billy said to share with some of the ministries we are involved with out on the table out there in the back. A year ago, God raised up a brand new radio station, WYTR, Your Truth Radio, and Pastor Neil Jackson, Brother Mays' grandson, God gave this burden to, and Brother Neil is only about 15 minutes away from where I am, and he asked me if I would help try to get some good preacher on the radio station, and so we've been trying to do that. If you are interested, we have some very reasonable rates, and we'd love to talk to you about having a program on WYTR. You can pick it up on the internet down this way, but it is serving Randolph and Moore, Lee counties, and in that area, the tower is in Robbins, North Carolina. And there's information back there on the back. If you'll go by and just put a card in that bowl out there, I've got some CDs from Beulah Baptist Church that I'm going to give about four or five of them away today. So I need your name. Right now, there's only two fellas in there, so they're going to guarantee you get one unless you put some in there. Amen. The other thing that Brother Billy has helped us with, and Brother Jim White and myself, we serve together with Mustard Seed Global Evangelistic Ministries, and Brother Wayne Warren and Brother Gary Wood and some other good men. And one of the projects that we have is local missions or domestic missions. And God burned my heart about 3 years ago with the Navajo Nation. And so last year we have a tent we take out to Window Rock, Arizona. We set it up. And then during the week of the Navajo Fair, Window Rock grows from 3,000 to 150,000 people in a week's time. And these Native Americans come in from all over. And they're seeking, they're hungry, they are in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been able to meet up with some good men, and Brother Wilson Calvin in Calicata, Arizona has helped us. And during the week, we go out, pass out tracts, go to the flea market. Had one fellow saved in the flea market last year. And then we held day services, have Bible study, and then night preaching. And we're asking if you, number one, help us to pray. And if you are could help us out, we do take out some canned goods and bottled water. And Benson Grove was mighty good helping us last year. And we have a team that will go with us. If some of you preachers are interested in going, we'd love to talk to you about that. We'll leave August 31st and get back the next week. We'll be out there just 1 week. But we've got some flyers, and if you could take some of those with you, and if you can help out in any way, we'd appreciate that. We call this Maranatha Ministries because the Lord is coming again, amen, and is coming as soon. One of the Indians told me, said, you know, and you go out in that area, it's full of poverty, full of these folk are living. You think you're in a third world country. You walk into a little Hogan and dirt floors, and no electricity, no running water, no indoor plumbing, and that's how they live. And one of the Indians told me, said, we can't change their past, but we can give them Jesus and change their future. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're praying that God would actually raise a church up in the Window Rock area. The folks that are saved, their churches, you say, are there not churches out there? Yes, there's some churches, there's some good missionaries. But they are so scattered about. They're an hour or better away. And we're praying that God would plan a work right there in Window Rock. And we've got some Christians right there. It's been praying. I had a man, I'll tell you this, been praying. We met him a year ago and 2 years ago now. Went to his house and walked in, didn't know him. And we sat down, talked to him. He had gotten saved in jail. And he had been praying for 22 years that somebody would come have a burden for his people. And we just believe God's working in that. So you pray with us about that, if you would, please. Job chapter number 29 and verse number 6. I read this the other day, and when I read it, it just jumped right off the page at me. And I had to try to just think about what what this verse meant. I've read it before. But yet, when I read it just the other week, it just spoke to my heart. And it said in verse number 6 of Job 29, when I washed my steps with butter. Now, I'm interested in that word butter. Amen? You can look at me and you can say, I'm interested in the word butter. I told Brother Doug yesterday, I said, all them pictures you put on Facebook of them cakes and pies and everything, surely you're not the one doing it. He said, oh, yes, I am. I said, I'm going to come visit you in Kannapolis. Amen. But I thought about that. I washed my steps in butter. I thought, Job, what in the world are you talking about? I began to try to dig a little bit, try to study a little bit. I said, what's she talking about? Is she talking about taking like a stick of butter and I'm trying to roll this stick somewhere and just lather it up in butter? But then I had to go to where somebody a little bit better that knew something a little bit better than I did. And this is what I got from John Gill dictionary or commentary. He said this, and here in chapter 29, Job is thinking back to how the blessings of God that he had been through. In verse number 29, he's in the midst of his trouble. He's in the midst of his trials. He's in the midst of all the hurt, but he's thinking back to the blessings of God on his life. And he says there in verse number 6 that that in that day that Job was living, that God had blessed him so much that the cattle were giving so much milk that when the servants would go out and they milk those cows and get them buckets of milk and then they carry them from the field back to the dairy there, they'd splash the milk outside the pails and it'd be so much milk that all of a sudden, instead of mud puddles, it formed milk puddles. And I believe this, beloved, that in the darkest hours of Job's life, that Job could think back and he'd think about the times he'd open up his door and start across the field and he'd step in one of them milk puddles and he'd be reminded of this, how good God had been to him, how much God had blessed him. And he'd step in another milk puddle and he'd go, glory to God, he's blessed me so much. He's met my needs. He's supplied everything I've ever wanted. He's given me abundance. And I believe, beloved, he'd just step in them puddles and praise God. He might just have himself a little time and stomp in them milk puddles and shout and say, thank God for his blessings on me. I'm glad, my friend. God is good to his people. God has blessed his people. He's blessed his church. He's blessed me as a preacher. He's blessed you as an individual. I thank God. Listen, when the going gets tough, and we've heard it this morning, Brother Wayne, thank you for the message, keeping the song of the Lord. But beloved, when the times get tough, just think back and stomp around them puddles a little bit and say, thank God for all the blessings he's brought on me. I thank God I've been blessed with a compassionate Christ. I'm glad he loves me. He loves me when I'm up. He loves me when I'm down. He loves me when I'm good. He loves me when I'm bad. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. George Matheson engaged to be married. He and his fiancée were planning their wedding, and George Matheson went to the doctor, and the doctor examined him and said, George, you're going blind. In 6 months, you'll be blind. Matheson went back to his fiancée and said, honey, I've got something to tell you. He said, I'm going blind. 6 months' time, the doctor said, I'll not be able to see. And his fiancée looked at him and said, blind. I don't want to marry no blind man. And she broke off that engagement. And in his sorrow, in his hurt, he sat down and wrote the song, oh, love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. And beloved, when all hell breaks loose and when everybody turns against you, I'm glad that I've got a Savior that loves me. I've been blessed with the celestial city that's my home. I've got more, Brother Billy, I got more on the other side than I've got over here. I've got a mother over there. I've got a dad over there. I've got a sister over there. I've got aunts and uncles. I've got one living sister. And beloved, I'm glad to tell you that heaven is a real place. Heaven is a reality. And I'm looking for the day, longing for the day when the trump of God sounds, when the dead in Christ rises, the living's going to be changed. And thank God we're headed for a celestial city of God. Amen. Aged missionary, you probably heard, had served his entire life in Africa. He was retiring, coming back home. Back then, many years ago, wasn't before the days of air travel, and he got on board of a ship and headed back across the sea. And he wondered, would there be anybody there at New York Harbor to welcome me when I get home? He said, as the ship pulled into the New York Harbor, the band was on the docks. There was a crowd that had gathered. And all of a sudden, his heart swelled. All of a sudden, the tears came for joy. He said, somebody does remember. Somebody did care. But just as they docked and the gangplank went down, all of a sudden, the band struck up Hail to the Chief. And out walked Teddy Roosevelt, had been over in Africa on one of his hunting expeditions. And they played Hail to the Chief. And Teddy Roosevelt got off the boat. And the crowd surrounded him. The band played. And they all left. And an aged missionary stood there, not a soul to welcome him, not a one to say, good job, not a one to say, I'm glad you're home. And he stood there defeated, discouraged, and he said, Lord, why is it they got all the recognition and they got all the praise, and I've been serving you and living for you, and I don't have anybody? He said, just over the battlements of heaven, I could hear the sweet Savior say, son, you're not home yet. You're not home yet. But thank God, there will be a home. I've been blessed with a celestial city. I've been blessed with a church family. Ah, Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. We ought to love the church. I'm glad, Brother Billy, I've still got some. May not be a lot. May not be a whole crowd, but thank God there's some that still love the church. There's still some that'll be faithful to the house of God. I'm still some that'll pray. Still some that'll give. There'll be some that'll uphold this preacher every Tuesday morning. There's two ladies that'll meet and they'll pray. But they're praying for this man that God's power be upon the preacher. What a blessing to have some church friends. But I've been blessed. Notice in verse 3, by the candle of the Lord to guide me. Old Job said, when his candle shined upon my head, and when his light I walked. Boy, I'm glad that he's led me down through the days and through the ages and down through the times when I didn't know which way to go, which way to turn. I'm glad that God leads his dear children along, some through the fire, some through the flood, but all through the blood. I'm glad for the divine leadership and direction of the Holy One. He shined his light upon me. I've been blessed. You've been blessed. I've been blessed. Well, every now and then, I may want to take just a little extreme here in verse number 6. But you know that he's talking about that milk spilling out in them puddles. And that milk, they tell me, you don't see it much nowadays, but you take that good old milk and you begin to separate the milk and the cream and you begin to churn it. And what does that turn into? Say it with me. Butter. And my friend, can I tell you something this morning? When the trials come, Brother Eric, would you come second? When the trials come, when the hurt comes, as Brother Wayne already said, he gives us songs in the night. Just stomp around in them puddles a little bit. And I believe the more you stomp around in them puddles, that milk begins to turn a little bit. And all of a sudden, I believe old Job looked down. He said, what happened to the milk? It's done turned into butter. Why? Because I've praised the Lord enough. I've glorified his name enough. I've exalted him enough that he took my sorrow and turned it into a blessing. Sing this with me. As the world looks upon me, I see on me as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Wealthy, and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money. Oh, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters. Though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Sing it with me, would you? There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Blessings.